we thank you that you've been working in the life of Ursula for many years and that she's your child. And Lord, we pray for her as she brings her testimony to us this morning. Ask for you to anoint her and speak to us through her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, Ursula.
It occurred to me when I was preparing this testimony that it was neatly bookended by Christmas and Easter. This is what I believe. That Jesus was born to a virgin, conceived to a virgin. He was born and lived and then lived amongst us. That he had a powerful testimony, that he lived miracles and healings and saving, changing people's lives, that he died an appalling death, totally undeserved, that he was resurrected, he went back to heaven and left me with the Holy Spirit to comfort me and take me on my journey through life. But I didn't know or believe all that until I was in my 30s. Mum knew there was a God. She believed there was a God, but she wasn't a Christian. Dad was an atheist, but he believed that God and Christianity was a terrific crutch for those who needed it. As for me, the only exposure I had to God was Sunday school or Bible classes in primary school. And then on high school, during the lunch hour, wandering down to the local cathedral, just sitting there, absorbing God, and wondering how many of the people that went to church actually thought of him, whether they were actually thinking about the dinner that was waiting for them at home or the lawn that they had to mow. And I don't know how this came about, but in my late teens, early 20s, when I ended up flatting by myself, I invited a pastor to come and do Bible studies with me. That was my first formal Bible studies for a little while. I then moved to Weaver to be with my soon-to-be husband. And from there to Alice, and my soon-to-be husband was actually really close friends with a Christian family. But he never became a Christian, sadly. I married in Alice, and nothing special happened spiritually. Then a few years later, I became pregnant in Bathurst. We got married, as I said, in Alice, but I became pregnant in Bathurst. And, as the Lord God would have it, we lived in a small apartment right next door to a Salvation Army couple, an older couple, who had had a background of heavy drugs, bikies, and the kind of life that goes along with that. They were such a witness, to me in particular, but I'm sure to Joe also. From there, we moved to Kambalda, where Melissa was born. That was a really hard time for me. I was completely on my own. Joe was frequently away on long service. And there was a very, very special lady, a clinic sister, who would come and visit. And she suggested, "Ursula, why don't you go down to the local church? It's a short walk from here. Meet the folks there. They'll help you." She was a little sweetie. So anyway, I don't know how many times I walked past until I finally walked in. And that was the beginning of the big changes in my life. I walked in and the first time I sat right at the back, listening. But I soon became a part of that church, which, by the way, was everybody else's church. There was the Catholic Church and everybody else's church. And everybody else's church consisted of Pentecostal, Evangelical and other Christians. It was a really interesting and powerful journey. The way I sat in judgment, not knowing it, in the church that I used to sit in when I was a teenager, I also did that in that church when a visiting bishop came to give a sermon. He drank what was left of the communion wine during the service, and I thought, how can that be? What a bad man. And do you know what? God tapped me on the shoulder and said, excuse me, Ursula, that's my business to deal with, not yours. You just focus on what's own. That's pretty powerful. So then I started regular Bible studies. Again, I still hadn't been, decided to become a Christian by then, but I started regular Bible studies again. And as a result, made a decision to become a Christian. A very pragmatic decision, I have to admit. Because I thought, wow, either Jesus is the best ever psychologist there ever was in this whole wide world, as early as the days when we were able to walk and talk to now, and created this amazing manual for us to follow, or he was who the Bible said he was. Either way, I wasn't going to lose. The first decision would be a good one, but the second one, choosing to believe in Christ and who the Bible said he was, would be an excellent one. And so I chose to believe. And boy, was I filled with joy. My heart was burst. That was the immediate response. I remember it to this day, and I can only thank God for that. So those were happy and exciting times growing in Christ, and I had some amazing spiritual times and experiences. A very positive one that I remember was joining a group of ladies to pray for another lady. I can't remember why, but what I remember is that we stood around her and prayed, and all of a sudden I had this amazing, really strong vision of these picket fences going around this lady, and this really strong light engulfing this lady, knowing that she was fully protected for whatever she was going through. How's that? That's amazing. It's really special. And then I had an experience that was not so good, but equally powerful. I'd seen a bad spirit hovering over Job when he was sleeping. That really frightened me. I didn't want to believe it, but by golly, it was there. I went and spoke to the local pastor of everybody else's church, and he actually didn't want to know. I think he was scared. I'm not even sure he believed, but it was real. So I spoke to my congregational peers, and they said, pray, Ursula. So with my courage in my hands and the faith that God gave me, I prayed and I won. Another really powerful, positive experience. From there we moved to Forest Hills. And I joined the Forest Hill Bible Fellowship, a very happening congregation at the time. And my daughter was dedicated, which was really nice. But not only was I fellowshipping with them and going to church with them, God caused me to bump into a perfect stranger who was a Seventh-day Adventist. Millie and I were walking down the road, and a bee stung her ear, and he stopped and said, can I help you? What's going on? I said, oh, expand. And he said, let me help you. And from that time on, he was a Seventh-day Adventist, we started Bible studies again for the first time in a while, and I learned so much through him. So I've fellowship with and walked with Seventh-day Adventists on and off over the years since then. Been very, very rewarding. In the meantime, unbeknownst to me, my siblings also became Christians. And my brother, my adult brother, learned to read because of the Bible. And in fact, yesterday while I was putting this together, he rang out of the blue really, really happy, hey, how are you going? And finished the conversation with, God bless you. So, God's been the butter in my sandwich of life and provided gourmet moments along the way. He walked with me, with us, when a fraudster ingratiated herself into our life and lived with us for a little while. And we ended up having to speak to the police because of things that she'd done. We were found completely innocent, but my goodness, what an experience. He walked with me during my unhappy marriage, which then finally, suddenly ended. I was so shocked. I wasn't angry with God, but I can't say I was happy with him either, or grateful. But I have to admit, it's probably the best thing that ever happened to me, even though it was tough. He walked with me through tough financial times. During that time, Melissa also married a Christian family, into a Christian family. What a blessing. Who'd have thought? God knew. And that family was also a blessing to me. They took me in their arms and just drew alongside me. It was a real blessing. He walked with me from home in ownership, which I lost, to being a house sitter for 3 years, finding me house sitting gigs, to being a boarder with a Christian couple for about 18 months, to finally ending up in my own little apartment with very, very low rent so that I could afford to live comfortably. You can't ask for more than that. It's wonderful. And in the meantime, I met all you lovely folks here in DC. DC. Sorry, different name. You know what I mean. All through those years, God has brought amazing Christian folk to walk beside me and mentor me and love me unconditionally, non-judgmentally. What a blessing. It made all the difference because I have no other family. They're all spread around about the place. Aunts and uncles and so forth, they're all in Germany. I don't even know them. So everywhere I went, I had a family because of Christ. God was with me through two job changes that were so necessary. And he was with me when Dad died. And then most recently, when Mum died in October. And that was actually a really amazing time as well, just that short few weeks. I got a call from my sister, Sister Bergen, that my mum, who had been bedridden for more than 18 months and couldn't move in bed, had fallen out of bed. Like, how is that possible? She's had dementia all this time, and I had been praying that God would take her. Because the very last thing that Mum and Dad wanted was to be stuck in an old people's home. And this is the life that she'd come to. Didn't want this to happen. But anyway, she fell out of bed. The next day, the doctor called and advised me that she'd had multiple bruises and most likely fractures. She explained that no matter... They could do diagnostic procedures, which meant taking Mum to local hospital and really upsetting things. No matter what they found, the outcome would be the same. What did I want to do? And knowing full well that my siblings and I were all on the one accord, that we would all have the same opinion, I said, just make her comfortable. And she did get pneumonia, and she did die. With all this, there was a problem of timing, of course, because it's never convenient when someone dies, right? Jobs to consider, other families' commitments to consider. But again, God had his hand in every step of the way. Because Mum had fallen out of bed, the coroner was involved. And we couldn't have the body for the funeral. They wouldn't release it until the coroner had done whatever they had to do. Well, they released Mum in time so that everyone who wanted to be at the funeral could be there. My daughter was able to come to the funeral, which I didn't expect, and a close friend from Brisbane, I knew her since year six, was able to come to the funeral because of the timing. Not only that, when you think of timing, you also think of cost, and God touched someone's heart in this congregation to pay for the airfares, return airfares, and anything else if I needed. What a blessing. I initially said, no, you can't do that. And they said, well, yes, we can. And they did. And I'm so grateful to them. So the next blessing was that I actually arrived just in time. I arrived in Cairns in the early afternoon. We drove straight up to my mum's. And the next blessing was that my mum actually allowed me to nurse her and speak to her. during that time there, which my sister and I were very concerned about because, quite frankly, my mum had been very nasty and said some very hurtful things in the last few years of her life because of her dementia, and they were very hurtful. So I was a bit worried. But that was a very cathartic experience that she would allow me to do that. It was a real blessing. And I feel that whether she knew it or not, she probably felt blessed too. And I was able to pray over her as well. And then the next morning, we were getting ready to go back up to see my mum, and I got a phone call from my brother that mum had passed away just then, just minutes before. And that was another blessing, because my brother was her favourite child, and he was able to be there, and be there privately so that he could cry or whatever it is that he needed to do. Pretty special. Because we were all Christian now, we were able to have a lovely Christian funeral. We were able to pray over mum. Everything just ended up falling into place because of Christ. They finally released the body, as I said, and our friends and family were able to come together. And we were able to have a very small, very intimate funeral with lots of laughter and tears. My brother had said, we have to have silent night at the funeral. Okay. Because my mum had loved that song and was invited to sing that on a number of occasions. And she's had a most beautiful soprano voice. So, more blessings, funeral home actually found a German soprano version of Silent Night to play at the funeral. Man, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Not only that, the pastor nailed mum's character with the scriptures that he found about the gift of hospitality. It's just amazing to have it summed up in such a way and to see it as such a blessing. We knew it was, but to have it verbalised was so special. Another blessing, one of many during that time, that difficult time, the wake, as they call it, was actually a really happy affair. It was like a family reunion party. We were so happy that mum was at peace at last. She was free at last. And not only that, Melissa, my daughter, for her it was a very cathartic experience because unlike when my dad died, this time the cousins rallied round her and made her feel welcome and part of the family, which was really special. And then, not enough blessings, and then we ended up being able to fly home together. That's extraordinary because Melissa's flight had been booked by her husband at a time and day unbeknown to me, and the person who had kindly paid for and booked my flights had also booked the flights and time that I chose, but not knowing what Melissa's flights were, and they were at the same time. How about that? It's amazing. So that brings us to today. I can only thank God for the truly special people that he's brought into my life. I don't know all of you very well at all, but I love you all. You're all special to me. You've all been blessings in my life. And though I don't know scriptures, and though I still don't know the Bible stories very well after all this time, I believe and I hope that you feel encouraged and that my little story has given you hope if it's been wavering somewhat. Thank you.
Thank you.